Okay, today's daf is daf Yud Zayin, Masechet Brachot, and we are holding at the bottom of Amud Beit, Tet Zayin Amud Beit. We're in the middle of describing the various ways in which different Talmid Chachamim concluded their tefillot. And actually, we began this whole series, if you recall, with Rebbe Elazar, and that's because Rebbe Elazar was the one who had originally spoken about Kinah Varecha V'Chayai to show the chibur of Kriyat Shema V'Tefillah. We began with the way that he was Mesayim Tefillato, and continued on the way others are Mesayim Tefillatam. So we're up to the last line, Rav Safra Bat Atzilut Yom HaHachi. Rav Safra, after he davened, would say this, Yiratzon Nifonech Hashem Lotinu, Shetasim Shalom B'Pamalya Shel Ma'ala, or B'Pamalya Shel Mata. There's two groups, so to speak, two families, as would be the closest English equivalent to family, Pamalya. One is in the Shamayim, which is the Pamalya of the various Sarei HaUmot, says Rashi, so that you have the impact of what happens on earth is a result of the interrelationships of different cultural paradigms in the Shamayim. And we should have also Shalom B'Pamalya Shamata, which is the equivalent, and Rashi says that's Chaburat Chachamim, it's a fascinating equivalency. Right? But the truth is that conflicting paradigms are precisely the issue of the Chaburat Chachamim as well. If it's fighting through Divrei Torah, it's not meant to be a little game. It's meant to be the equivalent of the full cultural battles that various cultures have. That's the Shivim Umesek, and the Shivim of Sanhedrin, and so on. Right? Or the Shivim Lashonas. It's fundamental paradigms, ways of looking at the world. So if there's Shalom B'Pamaya Shalmala, then that means there's not Milchama on earth. There should be Shalom B'Pamaya Shalmata between the Talmidim. And this is whether the people that are learning Torah are learning Lishma or not. And part of the tefillah was, V'chola oskim shelo lishma, yihi ratzon shiu oskim lishma. Rabbi Alexandri bat et salutei amahachi, yihi ratzon ofanef Hashem lukinu shita amidenu bekeren ura, v'al tamidenu bekeren chashucha, v'ayad valibenu v'al yefshachu einenu. So this is Rabbi Alexandri, although some say, yikriyami or Rabbi Amnuna matzeva. This particular tefillah was actually said by Rav Amnuna, and his tefillah was that, although we ask to be in a corner somewhere, because everybody's in a corner somewhere, but it should be in a corner which is full of light, and not in a corner which is dark. Rav Alexandri busted a matzah mahalchi, Ribon ha'olamim. According to this lashon, Rav Alexandri's tefillah was completely different. It went like this. Ribon ha'olamim galui miyadu alafanefa sheretzoneinu la'asot b'tzonecha. You know very well that we would like to do your rotzen, and the only reason that we don't seem to get moving is because we have this se'or she'bi'isa, which is the yetzara, and the she'ibud malchiyot, which makes it difficult for us to spend our time and our thoughts thinking about you. Rava bat etzelot yamarachi. Elohai, ad shelo natzarti yini kedai, v'yachshav she notzarti, gilu lo notzarti. Afar ani b'chayai kal v'chomer b'mitati. Hari ani lefanecha kichli malei busha v'chlima. Yirotzon lefanecha Hashem lokai shelo echte od, u'ma shechatati lefanecha marek v'rachanecha rabim, aval lo ayedei yisrin v'choloim ra'im, v'haino vidui v'ravamnun ezuti b'yom de kipure. Notice a machlokes numa as to what vidui consists of. And Allah ha'lamaisa, the Rambam brings two completely different dinim of vidui. One is the din of vidui of tshuva, which is brought in the opening of the Yochas Tshuva, in Halacha Aleph, Perek Aleph. And the other is the din of vidui on Yom HaKippurim. One of the ways in which one can be misvada on Yom HaKippurim, we include this, you'll note in our Machzorim, I'm sure all this is familiar, even those who haven't learned Brachot before, because we say this part. It seems to be an awfully cheap shot. Right? We also say the first part, the tefillah of Alexander, the galui v'yadua lefanecha, sh'ritzoneinu lasot ritzoncha, l'mimakim, and so on. So as I say, it seems to be a rather cheap shot. Coming to HaKadosh Baruch Hu on Yom Kippur, and the way you're being misvada is, we'd like to be good, you know, why don't you just make it happen? Sort of thing. And if we were chayte, well, you know, it should, yiratzon lefanecha, then I shouldn't be chayte. The whole idea of that is to make sure that it should be your ratzon that you shouldn't be chayte, not God's ratzon. We're starting with a given, it's your ratzon, we shouldn't be chayte. It seems like an awful, horrific thing to come around and say, why don't you be the one to see to it if we're not chayte? I mean, that's like the taking the responsibility and throwing it back into the face of Hashem Kelayoho. And not only that, you know, we'd also like a kapora, except we don't want to suffer for the kapora. So, you know, you should be marek, but not like the Yisurim Roim, but we wouldn't want anything bad to happen. So, I mean, it's clear that this wouldn't fit the normal Kloli HaTshuva. The Kloli HaTshuva, the person has to say, not that I want you to help me, but that I won't be closer to do this again. and the bakasha of slicha, so on and so forth, is not part of the actual vidui at all. There's no closing of a vidui with slicha, mefila, or anything of the sort. So the relationship to Yom Kippur is obviously not part of the normal dinim of teshuva. We don't say a normal vidui unless one does personal teshuva on a particular thing. Then obviously it has the same halachas of teshuva that every other dinim of teshuva has. But the din over there is to be part of the kapor of Yom HaKippurim. So even the Mandi Omer, who holds that Yom Kippur is only mechaper al shavim, the definition of shavim is not someone who has actually done teshuva on a particular chet. But he has to be in the process of shiva. And this, at least in terms of Yom HaKippurim, is sufficient to acknowledge the fact that, look, we know that it's wrong. And we know that this is not the way we would like to live. But, okay, I mean, we haven't done teshuva yet. Nonetheless, there's a kapora, because it's kollel Yom HaKippurim in terms of shavim. It's not normally a din of tshuva, and the reflection on chater is itself part of the element of Yom Kippur, not part of the din of tshuva per se. Mar bari de Ravina, ki have a messiah, tzilisi amar hachet. Hello, hi. Nitzor lo shanim eiro svatay midabir nirmav, v'n kalay nafshi tidom, v'nafshi ki afar lo kol tidiyet. Takli bi b'torotech, o b'mitzvotech, tidot nafshi, v'tatzileni mitregar, am yitzara, mishara, o mikor ha'ot ha'mitrakshot ovo ba'olam, v'chol ha'choshvim alay ra'a, מהירה אפר הצטן וקלקל מאחרותם, יהיו רצני גביתי לגדם בפניך, השם צורי וגועלי. And that, of course, has become part of the way in which we are Messiah our own tefillah. You'll notice that there's something unique about it. What's unique about it is that it closes with the word יהיו רצון. The Chorav and יהיו רצון was said earlier. None of the others say יהיו רצון in the tefillah. Correct? Every other tefillah began it just had a tefillah, יהיו רצון בפניך. This one closes with the Yilu Ratzon Yom Refi, which we said before when we were talking about the din of being Masmech Geula L'Tfila. We said that we have two things that we added to Shon Ezra. So one is Hashem Svatai Tiftach, the other is Yilu Ratzon. We even considered whether perhaps Yilu Ratzon should be the introduction to Shon Ezra, because it's Mashman Abba as much as it's Mashman Abba. For some reason, all of the other discussions of the various personal tefillot that were added do not include Yilu Ratzon, and Dafka, this one does include Yilu Ratzon, which has tremendous implications as far as a particular machlokas rishonim is concerned. And that is, what is the status of a tefillah like this? In other words, is the Yilu Ratzon, considered some point, is the Yilu Ratzon meant to be the end of one's tefillah to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, or is an add-on to the Shmoneh Esrei? The difference will be, if you say it always after you finish Mevarechet Hamo Yisrael B'Shalom, and you say Yilu Ratzon, it doesn't matter what you intend to say afterwards. Your own additions. I mean, it says, if you look at Tefillah Yom HaKippurim, it says you can say after Tefillah whenever you wish. But that kviut was a kviut in terms of the Yotchet Brachot, not in terms of your own personal Tefillah. Or, which is what the Ravid holds, another Rishonim, or do we say that, no, it's a closing to all of your Tefillah, which should end with Yilu Ratzon Yom Refi. Now, the way that we're bringing the Margarita Ravina's Tefillah, it would appear that he's saying Yilu Ratzon Yom Refi at the end. If you're medayik carefully in the Lashon, you'll see that Mar Bereid Ravina's Tefillah is introduced here with the words that are different than everybody else's. What does it say by Mar Bereid Ravina? Tihave, Messiah. And what does it say? What does it say with everybody else? Batar the Matzli. Every other Lashon said after he finished praying, he said the following. When it comes to this particular tefillah, which is the one that we include, it says ki have misayim salute in the ending of his tefillah. So the question is, what does that mean? Does this mean that this became now the ending, and therefore he puts off Yilu Ratzon, and the others means batat salute after he finished davening? In other words, he might have said this during Tachanun, he might have said this after he already backed up. Then obviously he had said Yilu Ratzon before. It's only over here where he included this as part of his tefillah that he says it bedafka in this fashion. So he leaves the Yilu Ratzon at the end, which is why the only one that we're koveya as part of the norm in tefillah is this one. Now, lemaisa, we have over here a list of various individual tefillot, which lichora, one would think, in terms of the organization of the Masechet, should come following Tefillat HaShachar, because after all, we're dealing over here with the dinim of Kriyat Shema and the relationship of Geula to tefillah. We shouldn't be talking about what things are additives after the tefillah. That's something that happens after we discuss the dinah tefillah, which we have prokim later on that are dedicated to the Amidah as opposed to the Kriyat Shema. It would appear, and if one takes into consideration that Yilu Ratzon Yom Refi is mentioned over here in conjunction with the idea of tefillah arichta or geula arichta, question of how to introduce or how to close. Good morning, Rich. How are things?
Could be better, but...
May I make a suggestion?
Yeah.
I think that without that jacket, they would be better. Oh. That certainly would be a beginning. we'll see that there's an issue of being naked when it comes to Yerush Shemayim. So the closer one, of course, it's a play on words. Aron.
Pass the jacket, I think.
Pass the jacket. We'll So the question is, what is this doing here? I believe that structurally what's happening is like this. When we saw the relationship of Geula L'Tfila that we've been discussing all along, and extended that to being the discussion about the end of Tfila, of Yul Ratzon, not to mention the way that the Yerushalmi learns, and this is not just a plug for the Yerushalmi learning for those who haven't joined yet, but actually Tosfos discusses the Yerushalmi. All of the Rishonim talk about the Yerushalmi, about why we say Kriyat Shema if we're davening before Tzeit HaKol Chavim in our Tfilah. The Yerushalmi says we want to be Eimed in our Tfilah Mitoch Divrei Torah. So it's part of the actual Seder HaTfilot. It would seem that the concept of Kriyat Shema in terms of the Emunah, which is the meaning of Seder Zroyim, insofar as it relates to Tfilah, is a provision of the place for Tfilah. In the same way we have the Dinim of Beit HaKnesset, here, in Hilchos Kriyat Shema, for some strange reason, even there's no din of saying Kriyat Shema, there's no din of Tefillah in Beit HaKnesset. Correct? But all of the concepts of Tefillah Metzibur, Tefillah Beit HaKnesset, all of this, for some reason, was introduced in the middle of Hilchos Kriyat Shema. Okay, so the implication is that what we're talking about is, we have the Otef Yerushalayim plan, we have the Otef Shemoneh Esrei. As the Shaila is, the context for Shemoneh Esrei is meant to be Geula, and the basis of Geula, which is the vision of what it is that we're here for. So all of that is the generic definition of this is what a human being is, this is the concept of Emunah. Within that, there's a makom for a person to be mitpalel. All of it is generic until this piece. This is the first part. We'll see it's not only in the terms of the individual tefillot that are included afterwards, but it's also an actual discussion of the way in which the Talmidim viewed each other, which was not generic. And that all occurs over here at the closing of this issue. So it's not simply brought to the matzli, because otherwise you can ask yourself, if we're going to be koveya one of these personal tefillot, if they were chashim, why don't we make it part of Shemoneh Esrei? In other words, chazal were koveya what elements you have to be mavarech on in the context of Shemoneh Esrei, so that it's kolel what it is that an individual needs. So that's the case. Why are we interested in brought to the matzli? But the matzli, by definition, would be, after all of those means, somebody has a particular issue. It's just like, nishiyeshlo chole bebeito, or somebody's having problems with his parnasa, whatever it is. Either he can be mitpalel betoch, the bracha, that's meyuchat for it, or he can be mitpalel in shemea tefila. And what does the Gemara says? Ve'im ba, to be mosi falacha, tefilato, afilu kitfila, tshir yom ha-kipurim, let him get be mosi. So you're talking about hosafot, and by definition, they're individual. So how is it possible that we have now Shemoneh Esrei, consistent Shemoneh Esrei, questionable whether we should even say Yilor Atzonim Refi, and then go on to say one of these particular Elokai, to say it at the end of Shemoneh Esrei. There seem to be two completely different elements here to the Tefillah. One that is profoundly personal on some level. It talks about the way in which I should view life. And the other, which is part of bringing bracha and whatever is required for bracha to the world. If I want to talk about myself, which is the Netzor L'Shonim Eira, the way that I'm supposed to feel about life, I'm supposed to look at myself. This is the application of tefillah to the individual. So the fact that we took the tefillah, which is generic now, B'Shem Kol Yisrael, and turned now to myself, and you notice it's the only part that said B'Lashon Yachid. The rest of the tefillah is always in terms of Yisrael as a whole. Mi'olam Yishatech Atzvoy Natzibur, and so on. Here we turn inside. So this turning inside is a transition now between tefillah and tachanun, essentially. Okay, so the rest of the daf now follows the same pattern, even though it's not directly nogea how we end our tefillah. Rav Sheshet Kaviyati v'Taneita brought to the Matzvi Amar. Okay, Rav Sheshet specifically, when he was having a ta'anit, after his tefillah, he would say this: Ribon Ha'olamim, Roloi Lefonecha, Bizman Shebet HaMikdash Kayam Adab Chotei Makriv Kovan, Veim Makrivim Imenu Al Chelbo V'Damo Mitchaperlo. Ve'Achshav Yashavti v'Taneit V'Nitma'et Chelbi V'Domi. Yer Ratzon Lefonecha Sheh Chelbi V'Domi Shnitma'et. Kilo Hikrafti Lefonecha Gabei HaMizbeach V'Tirtzeni. Of course, we still say these tefillot on ta'aniyot. Rabbi Yochanan Gabi Misayim Safra the Eov Omar Hochi. When Rabbi Yochanan would finish the Sefer Eov, he would say the following. It's interesting, Bnei Yoshua brings a riot from here that Rabbi Yochanan would make a Siyun on a Sefer Netanach, which became in some circles a minute. Make a Siddhas Mitzvah on one Sefer the Tanach. We make a Siddhas Mitzvah Siyun and Sechet. And actually, Rabbi Meisha had this question raised before him. Can you be Samech on a Siyun? The Gabi, all the things people like to make siyum, to get a little bit of meat into the 9 days and things like that. And Shaila says, wow, we learned Shmuel all of this year. is that also a siyum? Being same about this Bnei Yeshua, but he tainted that you can't bring a raya from Rabbi Yochanan, because Rabbi Yochanan's siyum of Sefer Eov was certainly not just learning the Pshuto Shel Mikra. Nonetheless, he says, but if you learn Rashi with it, so it's okay already. Moshe was a gentle soul. It wasn't going to take away the siyum. But that, it seems clear that there was an issue of looking back at the Sefer and saying what it is that the lesson meant to you. So he said the following. Sof Adam Lamut Vesof Behima L'Shvita V'Kol Amitayim Omdim. Every human being will die, and the behema is meant just to be shechted. But the end result is that life, as it's being led, is not the tachlit. So Ashrei mi shegadal b'torah v'amelo b'torah v'osenach ruach liyotzro v'gadal b'shem tov v'niftar b'shem tov min haolam v'olam amar shlomo tov shem mishem tov v'yom yom hamavet v'yom yivaldo. So I'm not giving you any answers as to the problems that you have suffered and so on. But the bottom line is, it's the way in which a person lived in retrospect. That's important. Therefore, Tov Yom HaMavet Meyom Yivaldo. Margala Pepundeh de Rabbi Meir, there was this pearl in Rabbi Meir's mouth. I mean, this was something that he used to go over all the time and became for him something of a mantra on how his life was. Gemor b'chol levavcho v'chol nafshecha l'da'at et rachai. Make a firm commitment with your whole heart and your whole soul to know my way, speaking now as if HaKadosh Baruch Hu were speaking to him. V'lishkod al dalte torati. And sit there banging, so to speak, with much, to get in as much as you can into the doors of my Torah. Netzor torati v'lipcha v'negedei necha tiyeh yirati. Keep that Torah in your heart. Keep my yira in front of your eyes. Shmor picha mikol chet. V'taher v'kadesh atzbecha mikol hashmah v'avon. And I promise you, ani yehyemach b'chol makom. I'll be with you everywhere. So this actually is inscribed over the grave of Rabbi Meir in the Tverian. I have up on the wall, Margala Bafumi. I used to sit in that base of Medrash for, nobody was there, because my grandfather's, that's all. My great-grandfather built that building in Tverian. And that was engraved there. It's felt very personally connected to it. So it became part of the whole experience. Margala Bafumi, the Rabbanan de Yavne. The Rabbanan de Yavne used to say this. There's two very different approaches to this. Ani bir yavach averi bir yav. Ani malachti bir, v'hu malachto b'saber. Ani mashkim l'malachti, v'hu mashkim l'malachto. Look, they would say, I have my work in town. He's got his work out there in the fields. And I get up early. He gets up early. Geshem shurei nomi gaber b'malachti. He doesn't take any time to think about doing my job. I tell you the truth, I don't take any time thinking about his. Kach ani ani mitgaber b'malachto. Geshem atu ma'am yimar be'a v'hum amit. And do you know, Rashi learns as follows. Rashi learns that the individual, Yavna, was saying, look, every human being has got an opportunity to lead his life in a way that expresses the kind of thing that I'm doing, Hashivut that I'm doing. There was this guy who chose to be on Wall Street, actually could have ended up in the Beit HaMidrash. Now you'll think, and he's a beer, yes, does explain meaning, he's got choice, he understands what's right and what's wrong. Same way I understand what's right and what's wrong. Now you might think that he's right, Shema Tomar, Animar Bevel Mamit, that maybe he's right in having made that choice. Because he knows that he just wasn't cut out for learning. So he figures it's better to be on Wall Street. At least he'll make some dough. So he shouldn't have given up on learning, he should have done what he could. So even though he wouldn't be the greatest, but whatever he would have learned would have been great. And Marsha learns that no, we're not talking about a Amo Ores who doesn't learn at all, as opposed to a Talmud Chacham, and now this is the way in which the person in the Beit HaMidrash, if for some reason, finds it necessary to assert that this is the only way. Adarava. And Marsha learns like this. Both of us have to make choices about our lives. We're not talking about Amar. We're talking about a guy who learns. But he doesn't feel that he can achieve gadlut in learning. So he went out to Wall Street. I don't have the karchas he has. I can't be mitgader b'malachto. He can't be mitgader b'malachti. You might think that I'm the one who gets the schar because I'm the Beit HaMidrash and he doesn't. No. He does the best that he can, and he does with his daf yomi or whatever he does during the day. There's no way to judge which one is better. So, in other words, the shiloh revolves around, are we talking about someone who isn't learning, which is what Rashi learns, or are we talking about someone who is learning but is not in the Beit Midrash? There was another thing that Abaye used to say all the time to himself. This is why we took off Richard's jacket. Adam Arom Biira. A person should always be naked, you see. Naked means clever as well, vulnerable, exposed, do whatever he has to do in order to be zocha to Yirat Shamayim. Ma'anerach answers people calmly. Meshiv Chema, which is of course the pasuk Ma'anerach Meshiv Chema. Ma'abeh Shalom Imechav Im Krovav Im Kol Adam. Six peace at all times. Vafil Im Nochrish Pashuk, even with a guy in a marketplace. Kedeshi Ahuv Lamalam and Echabad Lamata, so that he should be beloved by God. Adored below, the Mekubal al-Abriyot, the people accept him, Omar alav Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai shemo yikdimo adam shalom yolam va'afilu nochri shebashuk. There was never anybody who managed to get in a Boker Tov or a Shalom Aleichem the Rabbi Yochanan before he gave it first. This is even if he's passing an Arab in the Shuk, he would be the first one to say good morning. Ma'ar alav upume de Rabba. Tachlit chokhma teshuva ma'asim tovim. This he would say also for his Talmidim, we saw earlier the way we talked to them, that look, the whole point of the learning that you're doing is to be zocha to do tshuva and ma'asim tovim. Shlo yeh adam korei b'torah b'shoneh. First he's going to be learning, and then he's going to be learning in the Torah, and then he's going to be learning Torah Shema Peh. But when it comes to his relationships, he's bo'et, b'aviv, b'imo, b'rabo, b'mishe gadol mimeno, b'chokhma, b'minyan. That's not the point. The point is Reshit Chokhmah Yirat Hashem Seichel Tov L'chol Oseihem. And note, it doesn't say L'chol Osim. It says L'chol Oseihem. Oseihem means doing them as they are for their own sake. L'osim Nishma. V'lo L'osim Shalo Lishma. L'chol Oseh Shalo Lishma. Noach Lo Shalo Nivra. Would be better that the guy was never created. For those who ask, what about Rashi? What about the Gemara that says that here it says it'd be better if he had never been created. How do you explain that? So Tosfos says mechalek between someone who is a lomed almanat to be zocher to the kovod, let's say he wants to be almanat lekro torah or something, versus a person who is learning almanat lekanter. He's learning because of one upmanship. He wants to show the other person that he knows better. The shaila is how to understand that. Because if Lamaisa, some learn this way, that it's always awesome to learn Shalom Lishma, except the idea is, look, it's, a lot of things are awesome, but you got to do them, you know? I mean, some compare it to the case of a guy who has to rescue the woman who's drowning, you know? So it may not be a very good thing for him to be holding this woman, but he's going to let her drown. Same thing over here. But maybe a terrible thing to learn Shalom Lishma, but you got to do it in order to be able to come. It's not that there's a mila in the in the etzem limud, it's just go ahead and do it anyway. Therefore, those things which will not lead you lishma, so lekanter won't lead you lishma because of it's the main way in which you're learning doesn't have to do with the Torah. So because of that, it's better that he was never created. But lemaisa, the rush, this appears to clearly to be an understanding that's fundamental in the nature of the thing, not just the shayla of whether it will get you there or not. The question is, what does lima Torah mean? Someone who's learning lekanter, by definition, has no interest in what the Torah has to say. His interest is in figuring out what he can to use it as a weapon for his thesis, whatever that is. That's not learning Torah. In other words, it's not that that's the type of learning that doesn't bring you lishma. It's that that's the type of learning that isn't learning. Because the nature of learning is the discovery of truth, not the utilization of a tool to try to figure out how to get the other guy to show him that he's wrong. So that's a tremendous difference, because then already the ASIC is not an ASIC in Torah. It's not a job you're being. You're not being like a Torah. So in other words, to go and say, okay, you're going to sit down and you'll take a course in Talmud in the university. From such a course, you'll never come to be like a Torah lishma. The context is not a limud of Torah. So that's the nafkamina that Tosfos is saying. What are you doing? It's only I'm learning Torah and I want to learn Torah. I don't have the drive personally for truth, but it's kedai for me to use my drive for kavod to use it in this direction. Some people like to be rich. I like to be known as the greatest chacham. So I'll learn Torah for that purpose. But what I'm doing is a learning of Torah per se. Marshenkin, if it's the kanter, and I'm not learning Torah, it makes common nafkamina. Continuing on with the Margala Bapumes and so on. Margala Bapume de Rab, Loko Lama Ze Olam Abba. Olam Abba Ein Bo Lo Achila Velo Shtiya Velo Piriya Verivya Velo Masa Omatan Velo Kin'a Velo Sina Velo Tacharut El Tzadikim Yoshvim Vatorotem Broshehem V'Nehemim Miziv Ashrina Sh'Nehemar Vayachazu Et Elokim Vayochlu Vayishtu. Just like we saw at the time of Kabbalat HaTorah on Har Sinai, it was as if there was a fila v'shtiya in terms of the pure or of the Shrina. That's the meaning of Achila V'Shtiya Olam Haba, not what you're doing here. So in other words, it was important for him to establish that, look, if you're interested in Nitzvias, then don't take the metaphors as the real thing, okay? And therefore, in terms of your system of values, keep in mind what's important. If an Olam Haba, it's not Achila V'Shtiya, it's not going to get you anywhere. G'dola haftacha shiftichan HaKadosh Baruch Hu l'nashim yoter min ha'anashim. Greater is the promise made by God to women more than to men. Shenemar. Nashim sha'ananot komna, shema'ana koli, barnot botchot azena imrati. We never find men being addressed as sha'anan and botchot. The idea over here of sha'ananot and botchot is that they don't have to worry. A woman can be absolutely at ease in her life. Whereas a man is always fighting and worrying about his olam haba. Omelei rab l'rchia nashim b'may zachya. What exactly is the mode in which a woman becomes this? This is not to say that there's no, obviously the schar of mitzvahs, it's on for women precisely the same way they were for men. We're not talking about what his problem is, that there's a mitzvah asei shazman gorma the woman doesn't have, and therefore you're asking, how could she get to Elam Haba? She's missing the mitzvah asei shazman gorma. That's a ridiculous question. The question over here is, again, in context of our parak, what we're trying to be aimed on here is, what type of world does one live in that allows him to transcend the simple physicality of Olam Hazeh? You're saying a woman's life is entirely that life. Bishlam, you're telling me that a man who keeps it in consideration when he's sitting there and he's learning and he's involved in all types of transcendent mental activities, that he could be a Ben Olam Haba. No, okay. What's a poor woman who's washing the dishes and changing the diapers? I mean, so where, on the one hand, you're saying she's betucha and she's shanan. That's true. Because a woman never loses her contact with life and reality. So in that sense, she's batuach, whereas a man can have created a whole insane world for himself, would be living in it, and only discover when it's too late that the whole thing was a joke. That doesn't happen to a woman. On the other hand, the life of a woman consists of things that seem to lack transcendence. So where exactly is that element in which she transcends herself even while being involved in the construction of a world that is supportive of such transcendence? Says the Gemara, it comes very simply. You don't personally have to be sitting there and working in the Beit HaMidrash. The life that they are creating, is it a life that is essentially the environment from which all transcendence emerges? Listen, who gets the kids to school? Who's the one that makes it possible for husband to be sitting and doing what men do instead of doing what needs to be done in real life? Who does that? It's all women. So therefore, that is their Olam Haba. That's the point. And so on that level, they can be batuach and shanan about their Olam Haba. So they sit there and wait for the husbands to come home. They make sure that it's possible for husband to go off and to do what he wants, sitting there learning. That's their Olam Haba. Ki avimate rabbanan mibei redami, v'amila mibei redechanina, amrei hachi. Actually, Rashi's girsa was clearly not amrei lei, but amrei. Now, the lei would mean that they're saying it specifically to the Chocham from where they were being nifter, either Reb Chanina or Reb Ami. So Rashi learns they were maftri zemizet. This is the bracha they would give to each other. The Ritva says that also, the Ferish. So we're talking about over here, this is an astounding thing. To see this bracha in the context of the way people learn today is just heartbreaking. So this is what each Talmud would say to the other instead of going back home for Ben Hazmanim. Armelei Hachi. Olamcha tir'e b'chayecha. V'achritcha l'chaye olam haba. So first of all, you should be zocha to see your olam while you're still alive. Is that somewhere? In other words, you should be zocha to live in the context of olam haba while you're still living. Rashi learns parshat olamcha tir'e b'chayecha means anything that you would need in olam hazeh, may you attain in your life, in your lifetime. V'achritcha, at the end of your life, it should be l'chaye olam haba. V'tikvatcha v'dor dorim, your hopes should live on forever. V'lipcha yehedet funah, your heart should be constantly thinking about implications and understanding and insight. Picha yedaber chokhmot, your lips, your mouth should speak things that make sense. Leshoncha yarchishu lenanot, your tongue should be moving in poetry. Hafafecha yashiru negdecha, your eyebrows should be proud and focused in front of you to see what's right and what's true. Enecha yairu b'ma'or Torah, your eyes should be lit with the light of Torah. Panecha yaziru kizar arakia, your face should shine like the shine of the skies. Siftotecha yabiu da'at, may your lips give forth da'at. Kilyotecha ta'alozna me'sharim, from your guts there should be the brightness and the singing of things that are straight. Upa'amecha yarutzu lishmoa divrei atik yomin, may your footsteps run always to hear the words of the Ancient of Days. Gavimate rabbonim ibei Rav Chista, Ramelam ibei Rav Shmon banachmeni, amru lehachi. Alufeinu misubalim, of course they would say the whole pasuk, ein peretz vein yatzeit vein tzvacha berchovoteinu, which now we will darshan. Why did they call them achinu and misubalim? It means our brothers, alufeinu rather misubalim, our teachers who are misubal. It's a lotion of sebel. So there's a machlokes between Rav Yochanan and Rav Elazar. Chan omer alufeinu means alufeinu betorah, our masters, our teachers in learning. Misubalim, who are themselves burdened down with the old mitzvot. Chan omer, no, alufeinu includes Torah and mitzvot, our masters, from whom we can take a lesson in mitzvot as well. Misubalim beyisurim, that they suffer. And the meaning of the rest of the pasuk is that it's a bracha. Ein peretz, it says that means like this. Ein peretz means there shall be no peretz in our chavura. And may our group not be like David's group. Again, the sense of a siya is unbelievable here. Huh? And that we saw, in other words, the sugya was introduced with the idea of Pamalia Shalmata. There's a concept of siya. There's an approach to life that's being taken. So we are by Rav Ami, we're by Rav Yishmael, wherever we are. That's a particular paradigm that we're being Isaac in. May those of us who represent that, may we not have to suffer what David had to suffer, which is when Achitofel went out and attempted to destroy him, poreitz the malchut of David. Ve'in yotzeit, shalot esiyatenu kesiyato she Shaul. We shouldn't suffer what Shaul suffered. Sheyatza mimenu doeg ha'adomi. Tosis points out that the lashon of Yetzia is suitable to Doeg, because he was Yotze the Talmud Ra'ah. That's why we find that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, why was he called Doeg? The one says the Sanhedrin, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Yoshev the Doeg. So Yetziah, suitable for Doeg, Pritzah, in terms of a breakdown in the Malchut, is suitable for Achitofel, and Ein Tzvachah, to shout, is suitable for Shalot Yetziyatenu Kesiyato Shel Elisha, Sheyatza Mimenu Gechazi, because that was Tzvachah, that was, he became a Metzorah. And the Metzorah has to shout out, Tomei Tomei Yikra. Berchovotenu, in our streets, that has to do with public. Shalo Yehlonu Ben No Talmid Shemagdiach Tavshilo Barabim. May none of us have a son or student who overcooks his steaks. The Girsa originally was like Yoshka. So he was Magdiach Tavshilo, you know, it comes a point where he takes it too far and ends up ruining all of the things that he learned. Shim'u Eilai Avirei Lev HaRachokim Itztaka. You'll notice, again, now I told you earlier, that the way that this is structured is the concept of Kriyat Shema and Tefillah from the generic to the individual, and the way in which we apply Tefillah to ourselves individually, down to the Brachot, or the individual approaches to the Torah, which is represented by a Si'a, and this is the ultimate in such a thing, in which we understand the Pasuk that says, Shim'u Eilai Avirei Lev HaRachokim Itztaka, which Bepashtus, most people who learn Yeshayahu, understand that to mean speaking to the evildoers, a Abir Elev, whose heart is completely unresponsive, you can't shake him no matter what you do. Far from tzedakah, I mean, they're the opposite of tzedek, they're just the opposite. It's Rav Shmuel, sometimes it was Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Elazar, says, no, this is referring to the greatest among us. The greatest tzedekim is that they are a Abir Elev. They have hearts that are unshakable, they're like knights. And kol olam kulo nizon b'tzdaka. Why is it rechokim b'tzdaka? They don't accept charity from God. Everybody else lives off of God's charity. They don't take charity. They nizonim bizroa. They take what they get in this world by fighting for it. And if God offers them something, they're not interested. V'chanomar kol olam kulo nizonim b'zchutam. I'll say on the contrary. They will not take, period. And hem afilu b'zchut atzvam ein nizonim. And they will not even have enough for their own survival. Rav Yehuda Merav. Yom Rav Yehuda Merav, this is like, again, the ultimate in the non-generic, huh? Every single day there's a batko that comes out from our Sinai that says, Kol ha'olam kulo nizon b'shvil chanina b'ni. You can't get less generic than that. The entire world eats because of my son Chanina. But Chanina b'ni, dailo b'kaf charuvim erev Shabbat v'erev Shabbat. He doesn't have enough to eat himself. But that's no problem. The whole world takes from him. Upligan Rav Yehuda. Rav Yehuda's approach is exactly the opposite. He says, the pussy can be understood kipshutai. Abir Elev are people whose hearts are made out of stone, not who are unshakable in a good sense, and who could stand up to anything in the sense that you have it, but rather who could stand up to any argument and any impact and make no impact on them. So this is talking about these insane people, these Govai, Tikshoi. These are these stupid Goyim from Govai, who were at his time the lowest class people. And Rav Yosef says, you want to know how stupid they are. Do you ever find a Ger coming from the Govai? Now one. So look at that. Data, the Allah Yitzhak, now one of them ever became a Ger. Rav Ashi says, well, you want to look at that? That's nothing. You take a look at the Goyim over here in Matan Machansia. Those are Abir Elev. You know why? Because twice a year, Kachoza Yikra D'Oraita, that's in the Kala lectures, right? So before Sukkot, so before Pesach, now they make a big thing about Madison Square Garden. You should have seen what went on twice a year in Matan Machansia. Joseph brings that at the Kala, not the Bechasa, he brings from history books at its time, that there used to be an Amuda Esh that would stand over the Kala proceedings. That's the darga of learning that they... and they see this, the Goyim see this. The Kachos of Yikud Yerayz, and they see the Kovodat Torah. Twice every year, none of them become Jewish. You think they'll all be pouring in? Nothing. It doesn't mean anything. They go to the racetrack. Chatan Imrot Selikro. Now, the Mishnah... Getting back to the Shaila and the closing in the Mishnah, and here we see the relationship of the closing of the Masechta and the Gemara to the nature of the Mishnah. The issue in the Mishnah, of course, from the beginning was, everything that everybody is supposed to do is exactly what Gamliel didn't do. It's like a crazy Mishnah. In other words, that Mishnah, the next Mishnah, the next Mishnah, the Brisa and the Gemara, this is the din, of course, not for me. And that's din about Avodim, that's regular Avodim, not my Avodim.
And that's the end how they look.
Yeah, but not for people like me. And a regular chasna, I'm not a regular chasna. Okay, so again, the relationship of the generic and the individual is what the parak is about from these mishnayos, right? So it makes sense that we've come now to discuss the elements of tefillah, or the ultimate of the entire world really coming from one individual, from a chanina mendesa. But here the shaila was, is it mutter to be someone who's not generic, unless if you're not able to? A chassan decides he wants to read Kriyat Shema. We have a machlokas in the mishnah. Is it mutter to be someone that you really aren't? You're trying your best. So you're not the biggest chacham, the biggest chassid, and so on. But you want to try to read Kriyat Shema. Is that mutter or not? So Rav Shimon ben Gamliel says, Lo kol harotzeh litolot Hashem yitol. You are not generic. Why? Because you said so. If you want to read Kriyat Shema, you have to be roye to read Kriyat Shema as a chatan or else it's aser. See, if you're Rav Gamliel, you can do this kind of thing, but not every individual could come and say, I'm different. So that would imply, says the Gemara, Lameimer, the Rav Shimon ben Gamliel, chayish li yuara. So you're telling me now that the Rabbanan who said that a chassid, if he wants to, can read, are not chayish li yuara. Yuara means what we would call today arrogance. In other words, the person thinks too much of himself, or he shows off in things that really he cannot do, but pretends to be able to do. So it seems to be in the Rabbanan say, look, it's okay, a guy wants to read Kriyat Shema, he can. And Rav Shimon ben Gamliel says, what are you talking about? This person can't be something he isn't. But the problem is that it says the exact opposite in the same issue of URA, the Nogeya, the Dinam of Tisha B'Av. Makom shenagu lasot melacha b'tisha b'av osim. Makom shenagu shelo lasot ein osim. The question as to whether it's mutar to do melacha b'tisha b'av depends on minhaga. V'chol makom, however, wherever you are, whatever the minhag is, talmidei chachamim b'teilim on Tisha B'Av. Because it's inappropriate for Talmid Chacham to be involved in his malacha. He is sensitive to the Korban HaBayis. And here comes along Rav Shimon ben Gamliel and says exactly the opposite of what he says here in Brachot. And it says, Rav Shimon ben Gamliel, Lo olami, I said, Kol adam etatzmo k'Talmid Chacham. Everybody should act as if he's a Talmid Chacham. And he shouldn't do malacha on Tisha B'Av. In an Aram Mishnah, he says, look, you can't just act like you're a Talmid Chacham and go ahead and say Kriyat Shema. You have to be one. How'd explain that? Tashid Rabbanan ad Rabbanan. Tashid Rav Shimon ben Gamliel, Rav Shimon ben Gamliel. Amr of Yochanan says, "Rav Yochanan, oh, this is bad news. There's no way out of this one. Clearly, mukhalefet hashita. I mean, we obviously inverted the shitas over here. I mean, how are we going to explain it? Rav Shishi Bered Rav Yigi says, there's no problem. What's the problem over here? Rabbanan, look, kasha, look. I mean, Kriyat Shema, what are you saying? He's showing off. Showing off by what? By doing what everybody's doing? Everybody's reading Kriyat Shema. Everybody's showing off. He's reading Kriyat Shema. It's not even noticeable. That's what everybody does. So, Kuleyama, Kori Kokoru, Yanami Kokori. Since all he's doing is what any normal person is doing, I mean, the whole Kabbalah's punning table is reading Kriyat Shema now from Iru. So somebody's going to look. He's reading Kriyat Shema. Everybody's reading Kriyat Shema. So, Lo Mitziki Yuro. What is that a show on? Mashenken over here, Kuleyama, Abdi Malacha. Say, everybody's doing Malacha. And he's saying, no, I'm too holy to do Malacha. So obviously there, where he's doing something that's not generic, it's Nichsik Yura. That was the whole issue of whether it's generic or not, isn't it? Whereas Rav Shimon ben Gamliel, Rav Shimon ben Gamliel is not a problem. Because if a guy doesn't work, okay, and what's it mean he doesn't work? It means he's a bad one, he's a lazy and a good for nothing bum, so he doesn't work, big deal. He doesn't have a job, who knows why he doesn't work. But a guy who reads Kriyat Shema is asserting that even though all the poor Joes out there, they don't know how to read Kriyat Shema, they're a chatan, but a person like me, I can be mechavein very clearly, even though I'm a chatan, and those little halachas about kavana, they don't apply to people with brilliant levels of awareness like mine. So one is a statement of URA, and one is not making a statement of URA. Why is that a problem? I won't say the words inside, because I promised Sabah Josh I'm going to leave him the Bolin Eder and the Vankan Eilek Aparek, and he had to go today for a retina scan. It would be terrible to do this family. So but that's the Gemara's Teretz, and we'll actually read it inside. But Lamaisa, as Tosis points out, that being as people like us never have kavana for anything anyway, why the heck not just say Kriyat Shema? what kind of yura is that? I mean, if we're going to really apply the dinim of kavana, we end up never davening, never saying Kriyat Shema, so we might as well just, you know, keep doing it. Maybe once in a while something will come of it, you know. And as when it comes to these cases, where to be pottering yourself because of a lack of kavana, just ignore those dinim. You know, it's if we would keep the dinim of kavanah, the gavin tefillah, a person who has gone, who's been on a trip, wouldn't daven for 3 days, but he, you know, he can't be daven his das. All the other elements, which is not true, the das. So this is the this is basically what we rely on in Kabbalah Maisa today, in the dinim of kavanah. All right, gentlemen, it's been a long time. Those who want to stay on for Chazorah.